Romans, chapter 7. Do you not know, brothers? Because I speak to those who know the law, how the law rules over a man as long as he live. S. The woman who has a husband is bound by the law to her husband as long as he lives. But if the husband is dead, she is oused from the law of her husband. So then, if while her husband lives, she becomes married to another man, she will be kale, an adulteress. But if her husband is dead, she is free from that law, so that she is no adulteress, even though she becomes married to another man. Therefore, my brothers, you also have become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that you should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit for God. Because when we were in the flesh, the deeds of sins, which were by the law, worked in our bodies to bring forth fruit leading to death. But now we are delivered from the law, that being dead in the bodies in which we were held, that we should serve in newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. Shall we say then, is the law sin? God forbid. No, I would not have known what sin was except by the law, because I would not have known lust except to the law had said, you shall not covet. But sin ta king Ocasio, and by the commandment brought about in me all manner of evil desire, because without the law sin was dead. B. Echo, say, I was alive without the law once, but when the commandment came, sin revived, and I died. And the commandment, which was ordained for life, I found to be for death, because sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it killed me. Therefore, the law is holy, and the commandment holy and just and good. Hen was that which is good made death for me? God forbid. But sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might be become exceeding sinful, because we know that the law is spiritual. B. Ut I am carnal, worldly, full of lust, sold under sin, because that which I do is what I do not allow, because what I want to do I do not do, but what I hate, that is what I do. If then I do that which I do not want, I agree that the law is good. Now then, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that lives in me, because I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, lives no good thing, because the will to do good is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I do not find, because the good that I want to do I do not do, but the evil which I do not want to do, that I do. Now if I do that which I do not want, it is no more I who do it, but sin that lives in me. I find then a law, that when I want to do good, evil is present within me, because I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my body, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my body. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through H. Jesus Christ, our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin.